Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Gavin Trimmer from Davenport, Iowa.
Davenport, Iowa, my gosh, you're calling from ground zero.
Yes, I am.
How many candidates have you met?
Fortunately, none.
Really?
Yes.
Do they know that? Because they'll come find you.
I've been avoiding them.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was possible. It's a small state and a lot of candidates.
You have to try hard.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, welcome to the show, Gavin. You are going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here is your first quote.
Actually, I will confess this. If you play this spot backwards, it says, Paul is dead. Paul is dead. Paul is dead.
That's a Republican presidential candidate talking about his Christmas-themed ad that some say highlight a subliminal image of a cross over his head. Who is this master, perhaps, of the subliminal advertising campaign?
Oh, I know I heard this story.
Yes.
And...
Well, he's a candidate who makes a fairly big deal about his background as a Christian minister.
Oh.
He
had dinner
avoiding.
At your house last night.
Yeah. He's probably lurking in
look
your bushes
out
right now.
Look out your window right
yeah.
now. Yeah. He's on your front lawn.
Any idea? No?
Not really. I'm going to have to go with Huckabee.
Hey!
Yeah, Huckabee. It's funny.
The human default setting.
I just want to say, exactly, in this moment, you went with him because you just couldn't bring yourself to go with anybody else, and that's why he's leading the polls. The microcosm of his success. The big campaign controversy this week was Mike Huckabee's Christmas ad, in which the Baptist minister tells Americans to just give up thinking about politics for the moment and just, quote, celebrate the birth of Christ, unquote.
You know,
but what is that behind him in the video next to the tree? It looks like, is it? Yes, it looks like a cross. What's he trying to pull here? Huckabee said, come on, people, it's just a bookcase, two shelves intersecting. And on the bookshelf, there are just three ornaments, a red one representing a Mormon, two green ones for his wives. No, he didn't say that. You know, it turns out all the candidates have filmed Christmas ads. Rudy Giuliani has one, if you haven't seen
it.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
He's sitting there in this red sweater dyed with the blood of the terrorists he's killed. And Barack Obama has one. They all do. John Edwards has one. Hillary Clinton has one. She wishes everybody a happy holiday with a special happy Ramadan wish to Obama.
I don't understand the controversy around that
yeah,
purported
it's very
cross.
Weird.
Because if you watch the commercial, it's Mike Huckabee, former minister, saying, have a really Jesus-y Christmas, everybody, and let's remember our Savior was born on this day.
Yeah, it's very overtly
yeah,
Christian.
Yeah, so why would anyone object to what they see as a subliminal crucifix in the background? He's not hiding the ball on this one. He's going straight at the hoop.
Yeah, exactly. You know? All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
I think some of the Democrats look at me sort of like the eccentric uncle, perhaps even the odd uncle at the family gatherings.
That self-described odd uncle of the Senate Democrats crossed party lines this week and endorsed John McCain, sort of grumpy grandpa of the Republicans. Who is this self-described odd uncle?
Mr. Joe Mentum, Joe Lieberman.
Indeed, it was him, Joe Lieberman. As he tries to make his comeback in New Hampshire, John McCain this week got the gift of Joe Mentum. When independent Senator Joe Lieberman endorsed him for president. Joe Mentum, of course, that's a term that the Senator Lieberman himself came up with to describe his juggernaut of popular support that got him 9% of the vote in the 2004 New Hampshire primary. Some Democrats, his former party colleagues criticized Lieberman. He had promised when he ran for re-election last year as an independent that he wanted a Democrat to win the White House. But the senator explained...
Well, he's doing everything he can to make that happen.
Yeah, apparently. But the senator explained to MSNBC, and this is true, that he gave his endorsement to his old friend McCain because nobody else wanted it.
Yeah. I bet Lieberman called around, too, you know, to everybody.
Hi, Hillary, it's Joe.
And she's like, oh, hi, Joe. Oh, listen, I'd love to talk, but I can't.
I was wondering if you... Hello? Hi, Barack. It's Joe.
All right, Gavin, here is your last quote.
Of course, my show will not be as good. In fact, in moments, it may well be terrible.
That was NBC late-night host Conan O'Brien not exactly hyping the fact that he's returning to the airwaves without what?
His writers.
Exactly right. This week, NBC's two late-night hosts announced their plans to return to the airwaves next month, despite the ongoing writer's strike. Basically, if there are jokes to be told, it'll be up to Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien to come up with them on the fly, which really should be some must-see TV. And because most big-name stars aren't crossing picket lines, the shows will basically just be the two hosts sitting at their desks, taking turns interviewing the last fat person to be cut from the set of The Biggest Loser.
Hi, Jay, it's Joe. I was wondering if you wanted me as a guest on your Hello.
Carl, how did Gavin do on our quiz?
Gavin had three correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize.
Well done, sir. That should be the best thing that happens to you until all the politicians go away.
I'm looking forward to that.
Congratulations. Thanks so much, Gavin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.